Part 5. A right is not is something that cannot be questioned or taken away. Starting within Canada, which has, I guess, been the tip of the spear of totalitarianism, I believe that's because there's a smaller population and they can be more easily swayed from the central government. If your results come back negative for COVID-19, you'll be able to head home and finish your mandatory quarantine there. If your tests come back positive, you'll need to immediately quarantine in designated governmental facilities, and this is not optional. So, and then also Justice Department has reportedly asked Congress for indefinite detention powers to fight coronavirus. Governor Cuomo and the same one who was responsible for a lot of those deaths in nursing homes, wants to the power to remove or detain anyone with suspected cases of COVID, and, you know, I guess send them to concentration camps. This is the possibilities for abuse here are incredibly high, and there's many possibilities for abuse here. Why not just, you know, anyone can just say anyone has coronavirus, and the test has a 50% false positive rate, as we've demonstrated already in parts 1 and 2. Just having a sniffle or sneezing might be, you know, you're sick, we're going to have you taken away. It could happen, and we know they've already built camps. This could be coming right around the corner. And of course, human rights, like our rights as political rights, such as habeas corpus and the right to a fair trial and things like this, they're clearly signaling through statements like this that they want to remove all those and have some kind of emergency power to detain people. Yeah. Here's a pretty fantastic, a cartoon, where they dangle the back to normal in front of you indefinitely while they ride the virus narrative until you've taken all of the drugs they want to give you and worn the mask, but really you never return back to normal. It's all just a big question mark up in the future where they know where they're going, but you don't know where you're going. And this is, I guess, what I'm trying to get everyone else to question along with myself. They want you to think that freedom is selfish, that you should stay home. I think that's a fantastic graphic to explain things to people. Staying home and not being able to leave, that's true freedom. Yeah. Oddly, the same people who are for abortion, getting an abortion, my body, my choice, are the same people that are saying, if you don't wear a mask, you know, if you don't get the vaccine, you're killing people. Well, these are like, you have this huge contradiction in your own mind where, you know, in one case, my body, my choice. In the next case, not your body, not your choice, obviously. The new normal is permanent. This is all hyper-normalized. You have to obey. You know, and this is, they're strongly pushing this attitude. The new normal is permanent. And as we've even shown, though, in part 4 with the memory versus forgetting, they want us to forget that the new normal, new permanent normal has changed over and over and over again over the course of a single year. People in, fancy magazines want us to believe that Big Brother, like a totalitarian system, is the only way that you'll survive, is the only way to fight the virus. Here's a more Justin Trudeau. He says that there's no, on one hand, he says that there's no internment camps, but on the other hand, he says that there are. These people will gradually reveal, you know, what kind of people they really are. Vaccine passports are a good idea. At first, of course, vaccine passports it was madness to even say that they were considering them. And now, in March, 2021, the vaccine passports are a good idea. Among other things, it will single out the still large contingent of people who refuse vaccines. And of course, you're looped in as a person who refuses all vaccines, even though you've had tons of vaccines in your life without question, without issue. Now you'll be foreclosed from doing a lot of things their peers can do. And they want to break the resistance down. So they don't see it as like convincing you of anything, or like talking about facts or anything like that, or having a debate. They're trying to mentally break you down. Like I said, exhaustion hunting. Here's a Newsweek. A second phase of the project beginning that year, including additional surveillance work, but also gain-of-function research for how the bat coronaviruses could mutate into attack humans. This is the evidence, of course, that I've already spoken about this, where Fauci and others were the National Institutes of Health canceled their project because it was batshit crazy trying to get bat virus to affect humans. But Fauci and Ebright and Daszak were all on board with this the whole time. And they went behind the, in the back of the National Institutes of Health and broke the law in order to continue this research in Wuhan, China, of all places, through the EcoHealth Alliance. Rule number one of the Nuremberg Code, to go back to World War II history, is the voluntary consent of a human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved in any experiment should have legal capacity to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of coercion. I've already demonstrated that all of the force, the fraud, the deceit, the duress, has all been in play here, trying to get you to take this vaccine that has not been tested and that is basically being tested on you, and that you have no real reason to take. And so they're violating, you know, the worst crimes of World War II were when people were put in concentration camps and allegedly given, experimented upon. And now that's happening to us and the general public. And in total violation of the post-World War II laws that were international laws that were put in place to prevent this from ever happening. And we're supposed to just forget this and give up all these rights and pretend that everything is just normal. Here's further discussion of the Nuremberg Code. I'll let you look at that yourself because it's smaller print. But the Nuremberg Code is the most complete and authoritative statement of the law of informed consent to human experimentation. And this court has never retreated from the recognition that any compelled, this is the Supreme Court, has never retreated from its recognition that any compelled intrusion into the human body implicates significant constitutionally protected privacy interests. So it's a part of the Fourth Amendment protection of privacy in the Constitution that someone cannot force you to be injected with something. And they're trying to get us just to forget that and do what they want us to do. And break down our resistance to it. In Ontario, the police now will have the authority to stop anyone who's leaving the house for any reason and ask them why they're going out in the coronavirus pandemic. So your freedom of movement is in Canada has lost. They've just taken it away. Piers Morgan says the unvaccinated shouldn't receive health care. Edwina Curry thinks they shouldn't be allowed out in public. And New Zealand's prime minister has had them moved on from other jobs. So they're firing people, restricting you from doing anything and from seeing doctors. And let me know when this has gone too far for you already, if I haven't been disappeared. For me, that's definitely too far. These people have lost their minds. They're totalitarians. They're tyrants. They're trying to force people into their agenda. And we just have to kind of guess why they're so single-minded about this. Of course, you can get a nice treat for being obedient. You can, you know, get a donut if you acquiesce, give up all your rights. Here's your donut. And that's where we're at. I will not be getting my donut. Now moving on to the last part, part six, treachery and the threat of traitors. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance.